This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I would like to say Merry Christmas to my son.
I don't think you do.
Shut the hell up.
Shut it. Just shut it. I got up extra early this morning, you guys, so I could bring you this. The 6-part docuseries, Harry and Meghan, the first 3 episodes were released early this morning. And in it, Prince Harry talks a lot. Boy, they both do. They talk about how Meghan reminds him a lot of his mother, Princess Diana, because she is full of caring and compassion.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler
la,
alert.
La, 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 la. I can't hear anything.
We see private text messages, photos, and videos. They show a lot of the kids, which we have not seen. And I will say, those kids are gorgeous. There's all kinds of things going on in this documentary. They talk about their exit from their perspective, I should say. Harry shares his biggest mistake. You'll all remember the time.
Oh, the show.
Yeah, that might be after. The time when he was 20 and wore that Nazi uniform to a costume party.
It was one of the biggest mistakes of my life. I felt so ashamed afterwards. All I wanted to do was make it right. I sat down and spoke to the chief rabbi in London, which had a profound impact on me. I went to Berlin and spoke to a Holocaust survivor. I learned from that.
I'm hoping you did.
How do you come up with that to begin with? Don't you know that that's not good to start with?
Well, wasn't his grandfather, Prince Philip, German?
But they're not a Nazi.
Well, I thought you said that when I saw it in The Crown. Wasn't there some stuff about that?
You're talking about Edward, his great uncle,
yes,
who abdicated the throne for the ugly American. And then he went over to Germany and he made a deal
for
that
Wallace.
when they beat Britain in the war, that he was going to become the king. Hitler was going to put him on the throne. That's what you're thinking about.
Yes, that is what I'm thinking
about. So what we're saying is the grandson, no smarter
than the great
uncle.
All right. And
great, yes.
In a twist, and this is going to really bowl some of you over, we thought those two, Harry and Meghan, were set up by friends and that they met at the Soho House in London.
Lies, all lies.
Well, that's where they did eventually meet up. But in a twist,
it's an escort.
Wait till you hear where they met.
Meghan and I met over Instagram. I was scrolling through my feed and someone who was a friend had this video of the two of them. It was like a Snapchat.
Oh, gosh. Just that whole thing. It started like with dog ears.
Dog ears. And
that's what he saw of me.
That was the first thing. I was like, who is that?
And I said, who's that? I asked if I could see his feed.
Mm-hmm. He went under Prince Haas. That was the name that he had on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is painful.
All right. Then we were let in on the proposal.
Because I had to ask permission from my grandmother, I couldn't do it outside
Don't
of the
do
UK.
It.
I did pop a bottle of champagne while she was roasting a chicken, and that kind of slightly gave the game away. She goes, you never drink champagne. What's the occasion? I was like, oh, no, I just had it lying around you, whatever.
It was a Magnum.
Wasn't that I knew she'd say yes. In the little walled garden, being overlooked by the staff flats, I got 15 of those electric candles.
Oh my God, Jess, it's happening. Oh my God, he told me not to peek.
Of course I got down one knee. Of course I did.
He was down on one knee and I was just like, yes, you're so joyful and excited.
was like, oh, we're doing this.
Yeah, you're doing it all right. And then you had to do the engagement interview, but there was something else you had to do for that interview.
Orchestrated reality show. Yep. But it was, you know, rehearsed. So we did the thing out with the press, and then we went right inside, took the coat off, sat down, and did the interview. So it was all in that same moment.
Yeah. And then she claimed the paparazzi paid her neighbors to record her.
My house was just surrounded. Just men sitting in their cars all the time, waiting for me to do anything.
I was hearing all of this from thousands of miles away and trying to do something about it, but being completely helpless.
And my neighbors text me saying they're knocking on everyone's doors, they're trying to find you. They had paid certain neighbors to put like a live stream camera into my backyard.
Smart.
Suddenly it was like everything about my life was just getting so much more insular. It was scary.
That is so smart. You know, I wish I'd thought of that. So, by the way, so he's 1,000 miles away. She's torturing him on the way.
Oh my God, there's a man sitting outside the house in his car, and he's just
not
watching
me.
Not
much you can do about it, right?
Oh.
Well, was there really somebody out there, or was she just driving him insane?
Oh no, there were. There definitely were people. Okay. I know. I worked for those tabloids. I know how it goes.
That was you.
No, but it could have been me. She also took a lot of swipes, the first one at her half-sister, Samantha Markle, saying, I don't even know her middle name. And the swipes...
She doesn't even know her father's first name.
Kept on coming!
She's forgotten everybody.
She took a swipe at Kate Middleton, talking about how when she first met her, she went in for a hug and was turned away, saying she then started to understand that the formality of the royals on the outside carried through on the inside.
Lucy! Hello!
She didn't expect...
What is she, an idiot?
Yes, wait, Queenie. She didn't expect the royals to behave behind closed doors the same way they do at public events.
No, I get a little frisky behind the closed
and
doors.
And I think the most surprising thing, you guys...
Oh, I got handsy.
...was that she had no idea that she had to curtsy when meeting the queen. Take a listen.
And we were going to Royal Lodge for lunch, and he's like, oh, my grandmother's here. She's going to be there after church. And I remember in the car and driving up, and he said, you know how to curtsy, right? And I just thought it was a joke.
How do you explain that you bow to your grandmother and that you will need to curtsy?
Now I'm starting to realize this is a big deal. I mean, Americans will understand this. We have medieval times, dinner and tournament.
What?
It was like that. Like, I curtsied as though I was like...
She did.
She thought meeting the queen was like going to medieval times? Down by Knott's Berry Farm?
By the way, how do you not know you have to curtsy? It's the queen, for God's sakes.
Everybody knows that, right? Brandon knew that. You're a baroness. You knew it.
Oh, I knew it.
Here she's marrying the freaking prince. He didn't tell. He tells her in the car on the way there.
Yeah.
Like she was going, hey, what's going on there, Lizzie?
We're gonna go meet Granny.
What's up there, Granny?
All right. Harry also took a swipe, and this is going to cost him. This is going to cost him. He took a swipe at his dad, King Charles's parenting, in episode 2, saying it's important for him and Meghan to make sure they don't repeat the same mistakes that perhaps their parents made. Oh, there is so many more claims,
you
guys.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you is right. They claim bribery.
I love animals. I keep a horse in the stable.
They claim
Her name is Camilla.
Claim a lot of things. The remaining 3 episodes will drop next Thursday. Nothing yet. No reaction yet from the royal family. But trust me, there'll be a reaction.
Wait a minute. Where's the Princess Di's butler?
Oh, boy.
You take away the titles. I agree with you. You do. Absolutely. They don't want to be members of the royal family, so why should they trade on royal titles?
There you go.
All right, listen. They can never take away his title as prince, but they can take away Duke and Duchess.
But, you know,
we'll see what happens.
We have no use for princes who cannot sing and rock out in America. You know, we've had our prince. That's all.
Right.
He's the only one we need.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat candy.